Well, I think the show showcases our work and what we can do, and I think my favorite part of it is that we get to do things that we don't do in class. So it's sort of like we have all these designs, all these ideas that we want to do that probably like don't match like assignment guidelines. So it's a nice outlet for us. It's a student-run organization, so the students plan the Cornell Fashion Collective. They plan it, and then we have our faculty advisors, and they advise us. They definitely give us guidance in terms of. Because I mean, they've seen just about every single CFC show, so they kind of like tell us in terms of like, oh, what they're looking for compared to what was shown last year.
We're helping them with any special problems that they might have, any questions about fitting, any detailing that they haven't had experience with, and just here for moral support.
I think Professor Racine and Professor Lewis were definitely really helpful because I think those were the two professors that I had the most interaction with.
The amazing thing for me is that the students start with so little. A piece of muslin, scissors, pins, and a basic pattern, and just wonderful ideas. And they come out with all these beautiful designs, exciting designs. So it all starts with this.
They definitely encourage like variety. So yeah, definitely encourage to experiment and not be afraid to do something different. I'd probably really want to do like 30 pieces, but that's not going to happen. So to narrow it down to 10 is just to really sort of like weed out the ones that I don't want to do. There's a product at the end. That's the best part of like this major is that we make things. And I love that. I love that I guess that I'm crafty. And at the end of the day, like when I go to class, I don't just sit there and like listen and then regurgitate that. But I listen, but then I like reprocess that and I guess spit out something else. So I think that's like the best part.
By the time they're seniors and they have their full collection, they're so independent and so excited about their work, and they've grown so much and changed as designers, that I think that's the defining moment for me.
It also demonstrates our level of like commitment and our passion for what we do, because we don't get any credit for this, nor do we get any funding. It's completely out of our own pockets. We have to make time for it, you know, outside of class, outside of work. And you know, people put in so much time and effort, blood, sweat, tears. Like, it really is. It's incredible.